Hi, I'm Vespina Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching, and I'd like to welcome you to another exciting live where today we're looking at the imprints, the low expectations of the past, and if there's a possibility that we can adopt a better outlook in life, how we can adopt those negative, how we can change the negative habits of the past and make it more positive, okay, if this is possible. So we're going to start with our childhood years and look at how children grow up and how they develop. First of all, children are like recorders. They're like tape recorders. They just get downloaded information from us adults and from their environment, from parents, teachers, everyone around them. They just get downloaded information. And so what happens is they're in this relaxed state where they can't really judge things, and it just gets stored with no judgment. And unfortunately, negative things have more power and they're remembered more. So 70% of what they remember, unfortunately, is negative. And so that child in the 0 to 7 years of age, whatever they remember, it will go right through their lives and they will work from that material. They will work on the input that was downloaded in the younger years, unfortunately. And so if a teacher, well-meaning teacher, tells a child, "You haven't learnt to spell your name yet," the child will download that and they'll store it somewhere. And then if a parent says, "Okay, hurry up, why haven't you finished your homework yet? Don't you understand it?" Whatever, the child will download that. And by repetition, by keeping, by putting a whole lot of these imprints, it gets anchored in the child's mind and the child feels not enough. Okay, and so the 70% of what they remember is unfortunately negative. But, okay, positive things can be recorded, like learning the ABC. By repetition, the child would learn what comes after Y, Z. And so, and that's how learning comes and the identity of the child happens. Now, and us as adults, we can learn how to do things, like learning to drive a car. You've got the pedals, you've got the clutch, you've got the indicators, you've got the steering wheel. All of these things we learn, and it goes into our conscious mind. We're doing it in the beginning consciously, but later on it becomes unconscious. And that's how we work. We work 95% of the time unconsciously. And so that child is remembering what was implanted in the mind in its younger years, 0 to 7 years. So it becomes unconscious. Only 5% of what they do every day is conscious, and what we do as adults. And so we're working with either a negative or a positive program 95% of our day. That's why it's really important to talk, to teach your child well, and try to be really positive with your child. We can also go to children of rich and poor families. So if you take the families that are poor, that child observes poverty in its life. It observes people saying that the lack of money, people talking about lack of money, people acting with not being able to afford things, people accepting low vibration like jobs or whatever. So that child learns to have low expectations, whereas children that are born into a richer family, they start accepting that they start magnetizing opportunities to them because they have been brought up to attract opportunities. And it's like a confirmation bias. So what they have been brought up with, what they have seen in their life, they will attract during the day because that's what they bring to them. And so it's recording the past that has been recorded is just going to spread out into their everyday life. So we have to be careful what we are saying to our children, how we're talking to our children. Now, my question to you is, as an adult, are you able to overwrite the negative programming of the past? The answer is 100% yes. You are able to overwrite the negative programming of the past. The reason why is because by going into a relaxed state that you were when you were 0 to 7 years old, by going into that state where you felt anything is possible, because what does a child do from 0 to 7? It makes mud cakes and pretends that it's playing with fairies. It rides a unicorn. It has parties in the garden, and they believe anything is possible. And so by training yourself to go into like a really relaxed state, maybe at night or maybe during the day, just a really relaxed state, and then you start visualizing yourself doing the work but attracting the opportunities, because you can't just attract the opportunities without doing the work. It's about bringing, it's about being able to be in at such a relaxed state, at such a, it's called the theater vibration, being at that level where you can program yourself with actually being your destined self and bridging the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. And so by being in that relaxed theater state, by closing your eyes and visualizing yourself at doing what you are destined to do, not where you are now, what you are destined to do, that hypnotic state, you will be able to deprogram what was programmed from the past and put new programming in your mind. Now, it's going to be difficult in the beginning because you're going to feel like an imposter, but fake it until you make it. You can do it. You can 100% do it. It's just about being vigilant. And then the next day, you will be able to work on that confirmation bias, opportunities, signposts. Things will show up in front of you because you've programmed them in your mind to look for those opportunities. There's the reticular, reticular activation part of your brain, where the part of your brain where you program it when you go into deep meditation, and once it's programmed, the next day you'll work on your confirmation bias and you will be able to attract those people, opportunities, jobs, or whatever you want the next day, because that's how the brain works. Now, I would like to welcome, first of all, Yannis Ioannou. Thank you so much for watching, Yanni. And also, Ioannis Batsanis. Hi. And Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Nikki Haralambos. Mwah. And hi, Nikki. And also my mother and George are watching. Hi, Mummy, and hi, Georgie. Thank you so much for watching. And who else have we got? Paul. Hi, Paul. Paul Shelley. Hi. And Giriagi Haji Pavlo. Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. Now, yes, and so my thoughts about this is you have the ability to deprogram the past that weren't serving you and program really positive, a positive future. It is up to you. Now, I would like you to invite you to visit my website. It's Hi Paul. Hi Paul. Mwah. Hi. I would like you to visit my website. It's called thespinanicola.com, where you'll find heaps and heaps of podcasts, articles. You can buy my books, and there's a lot of free information there. And please join me next Sunday, where I will give you a practical tool that I used, and I will talk about how I deprogrammed and reprogrammed my life, and how I changed my whole outlook in life, and how I went from underachieving to achieving, how I managed to get better grades, to get the education I want, the job I want, and I'll give you a practical tool to do that. All I can say to you is have peace, have love, have rainbows in your life, and live your lives. Love you heaps.